在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello, I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The $700 billion federal bailout plan has failed in the House. The vote was 228 to 205 against. There won't be a revote today. The proposed bailout is intended to buy up troubled debts, freeing up banks to begin lending again. Citigroup is buying Wachovia Bank, thanks to a deal brokered by the federal government. The all-stock transaction is worth $2.2 billion. Regulators say Wachovia customers won't see any service interruptions and their deposits are protected. Wachovia is the country's fourth largest bank. It's the latest bid to salvage the North Korean nuclear deal. The U.S. is sending senior diplomat Chris Hill to Pyongyang to meet with North Korean leaders. In the past 2 weeks, the North Koreans have taken steps that could reverse the disabling of its Yongbyon nuclear reactor and reprocessing facilities. The steps have come amid unconfirmed reports that North Korea's leader may be seriously ill. Republican Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska wants his corruption case thrown out of court. He made the request today after the prosecution sent a key witness home with information that wasn't disclosed to the defense. The judge says the move raises suspicion that the government is trying to hide information that might help Stevens. Today, the judge slammed the prosecution but suggested that he is not inclined to dismiss the case. In the southeast, a gasoline shortage has some people waiting up to 2 hours to fill up.
When you pass by, as many as I passed by that did not have any gas, you turn around and get in line. even if you're not that low.
Industry experts say panic buying is making the problem worse. Pipelines that supply the southeast have been operating at less than normal capacity since hurricanes Gustav and Ike hit the Gulf Coast. Almost all refineries are back online, though. All right, those are the headlines this hour. Do stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.